never wanna talk. I just wanna spray. I just wanna
spray. Squeezy.
Michael Million.
We're gonna make
a billion.
Niggas better get off the roads. Heads will roll. Stay focused, get off the jaw.
You forget going, get off the door.
A gun sound like the ones with a mixtape. Niggas to get paid, we need a gun at my mixtape. To get fired up, to get the funds out of big city. For big face 50s, I'll put the gun to your big face. I don't care about your whip game, bitch game. When you flip cane, you can still do that and be bitch made. I might run up in the bank today. Fuck what the bank is here. Take the whole bank and shake and make the back the same. You work and bank your pips, not blood a bank for.
Pull it up!
I ain't gonna talk, I just wanna spray. Squeeze.
Michael.
The Tetchy at Apples, I love them.
He's
serious.
Maybe it's because the initial.
A gun sound like the ones on the mixtape. Niggas to get paid, all you need's a gun and my mixtape. To get fired up, to get the funds out of big city. For big face 50s,
imagine.
I'll put the gun to your big face.
Someone just messaged me. Someone just messaged me like, bro, why is there a video of you all over my timeline?
Turn on. See? Told you, you're out here. Take me the fuck off. Hey!
What's happening?
I can't believe you did that for Tune in the Week where there was no vibes on that tune.
Brother, you didn't like it.
No. Cons was
nodding his head saying, this is Cord.
Anytime we do a Tune of the Week, there's at least two.
But I know.
That sing a song.
I know, but Heaven Sent Fugs, that wasn't fair on
Connie.
Heaven Sent Fugs.
Yeah. But that was still two.
I know, but it was basically one because we just won. Show me some love tonight. But yeah, how's everyone?
Good, fantastic. Had a good week so far.
It's
been great, man. Expensive.
Damn right is.
Expensive, bro. Expensive. Been a week of problems. I got the bird call from someone that I used to work with. My old bosses used to come, who employed me, to be fair. And he hit me up like, yo, where I'm at now, might have to come over there. So,
Chase,
I'm thinking, lucrative opportunity there. Chase. Other than that, shit's just been getting real expensive.
Yeah,
get me?
Yeah. That's life of an adult.
Bare spending, bro. Yeah. I need an accountant. Obviously, I said I needed a builder. And then a builder like presenting themselves. Yeah. Shout out to Tariq, bro. You're a busman differently. Bow, bow. But now I need an accountant. Yeah,
a new one.
I need an accountant urgently because my fucking business, my company's about to get struck off the register.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, it needs to be done. Joey put me in touch with his accountant. I spoke to him. I ain't spoke to him since. Come like nigga, don't want my business. But I get it. Right now, I think that the financial year is coming to a close.
Yeah.
Accountants are very busy.
Yeah.
It's tax season, whatever. I get it.
That's true.
My company's about to get dissolved. It's being listed in the fucking the Gazette, whatever newspaper that is. Whoa. Where my business is.
Is it?
Yeah, so they listed in the Gazette like, yeah, this company's about to be struck off. Just
said I need to do that.
All the businesses that are about to go into
liquidation.
Liquidation or get dissolved. Mm. They publicize in the Gazette so that if you want to basically take that name,
it's
business, then it'll tell you the dates and they all get struck off at the end of the financial year. So
you saw your company name there,
bro. No, they sent me a letter saying, "Yeah, we issued your thing in the Gazette on this date. If it gets to this date,
yeah,
you're done."
Oh no!
So it's not even really about the fact that my business has got so much money in the bank and nothing to do with that. The business is barely even traded. But I've had the company for 3 years now, so the company does have some long standing. I have cards, I have this, I have that. It's through the longevity of it, albeit a short amount of time, only 3 years, I've got things out. To start again is long.
You get me? To start again is long.
So I'm not trying to get stricken. So please, accountant, shout me. Please. Thank you, please. And you men are expensive too. So
while
money's burning, I might as well just burn some more. You get me? Anyway, that's me right now.
Well, for one, my week was good. The link up premiere was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How was that? Because I missed it, because I never could get
up there.
Fucking amazing, bro. But one of the best. I should have spoken about that. Go on, sorry. I'll
leave. Yeah, no, but Link Up TV premiere for the Channel U doc. It was a lovely turnout. It was a lovely documentary. I mean, it's a bit different on my end because I've seen the steps of it, but the finished product, it's still not the finished product, but for what, it's lit. It's lit. Anyone that grew up on Channel U, you want to see this, trust me. It will, like, will trigger so much growing up emotions and times in your life. You'll just smile throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. I think, obviously, off air, we're talking about lineage, especially UK lineage. Like, watching that documentary just made me realise just how important, like, creating something really is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's easy to highlight things that have succeeded and think, not saying Channel U didn't succeed, highlight all the multi-million companies, but without Channel U, like, who knows who knows where UK music would be now?
Who knows how
close we, or how far away we'd be to where we are now?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying, bro? Because man was able to see, like, legends like grow before man's eyes. I remember, even though I don't want to get too much into it, but even the whole like N-Dubs thing.
I remember seeing
N-Dubs. Yeah. Like, you better not waste my time on Channel U, bruv. And the moment I heard that song, I was in.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I was in. I'll be real. Like, the moment I heard that song for the first time, I was like, wow, this is.
Yeah, it's lit.
Do you know what I mean? This is it. So, shout Channel U, man. AKA.
No, therefore. So, that's what happened this week. Obviously, there's a launch party. If the man are rolling, then let me know. Valentine's and all that shit. Yeah, it's expensive, but it's life as an adult, and the money will come back tenfold in IJN.
Yeah, man.
But,
I was playing Hogwarts Legacy, so.
Other than that, we're going to get into the first part two we've done in a long time, to be honest. Or maybe ever.
The only part two
is it? We've ever done. Top fives.
Top five.
And I just want to put it out there from now. I'm sorry, Nines. I'm sorry. How could me, of all people, not put Nines in my top five as influences in my life? Like, when I first went to Link Up and I got introduced to Nines, that changed my life. And I can sit, sorry, Nines. And sorry, Kanye, because I don't think I gave Kanye the amount of shout that I should for what his music has done in my life too. So there's a lot of things that I missed out, but we can spin the black and get back into it.
So what's the first top five?
So let's just, because we spoke about it, and
already talking about music, I might as well just go into like a few honorable mentions.
Okay, yeah.
Nines.
I'm sorry.
Oh, honorable mentions?
Yeah.
I feel like I mentioned anyone I wanted to mention last week. Oh, the only person I didn't mention, did we spoke about Wretch Free 2?
No, I spoke about Wretch Free 2
a little bit.
I was about to say a little bit. It was in my top five. I don't know what I'm talking about. It was in my
top
five.
Do you know...
go on.
No, I can't say what I want to say. So...
say it, then ban 6 months.
So yeah, Wretch gets an honourable mention from me.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say, because if I say it, I'm going back to Costa Rica.
Nah, bro.
I know what he wants to say. He's just
We can pause it now and then we can go.
Yeah,
it.
It's just about personal life. We'll just just art and personal. Even though it's very hard.
Yeah.
I get you.
It's very hard to. It's not the same thing as DV. Obviously,
not. No, exactly. But yeah, I get you.
There was a revenant that I used to hold of like any, you could ask anyone.
Yeah.
Growing up, Retro 2 was like my number one, the whole movement.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I hear it now.
And it shouldn't, like, I'm so upset that it done that for me, because it shouldn't, like, it's never happened before with any other artist, any other footballer, anything. It's never, but it's never, but I just can't listen. And I think it's because of the type of music. But anyway, this is none of my business. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? It's none of my business. So let's move on.
I was going to say top five Channel U, but then Connie didn't watch Sky. So
I could do it, but yeah.
It's long.
Shut up, man. You fucking would. Do it then, innit? I'll fucking listen. You fucking jokers.
But you can't get involved in it, fam. Fuck. Let's do top five pop tunes growing up.
Boom, let me start this.
Yes.
This is my bag.
Yes.
This is my bag.
Yes.
wait, are we doing tunes or actual bands?
Like anything. Right, bands, people, tunes. Let me do tunes. Bands first. Yeah, go on.
All right, so bands, my top five, worldwide.
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
No Order.
Yeah.
S Club 7.
Yeah.
NSYNC. Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears.
Yeah, damn right.
I'm not gonna put Justin Timberlake in there because he was a bit. He came a bit later on. I might squeeze Robbie Williams in there. You know.
Yes.
I might squeeze him in there. Yeah, that's five.
Connie, what's like your top five growing up pop tunes that you hear on the radio? Just, you know, the little.
Growing up, Cry Me a River. Pump It Up, Joe Budden.
Big tune.
big tune. We're not going to get away. We look like, I don't know about other hoods, but we're not going to get away with a bit of 21 questions.
Oh.
Like 21 kind of as pop though. Oh, you just might change here on the
top. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about pop tunes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back. Maybe a little bit newer. Bit of Justin Bieber, baby. Bit of, excuse me, Miss Chris Brown.
Big tune.
Any more on the pop side? Any more on the pop side? Can we count Hotline Bling as pop?
I'll say one. I know you lot both know this tune, but I'll wait until you what Joey's one is.
Hotline Bling's definitely pop, isn't it? I know. Yeah, it's definitely pop. It's definitely pop. Yeah. Handle.
Cool.
Blue.
All eyes.
Yeah, I take Rob Williams out for blue.
All eyes.
I press my case.
Step back. I'm getting low. Okay. So, yeah. Blue, All Eyes, definitely. What's the tune I get? What's Westlife's biggest tune?
Not You Raise Me Up. Flying Without Wings.
I'm flying without wings.
Bruh,
this is a big workout. I can't lie. It's only because I spoke to my nan today that I remember this tune. But this tune used to beat like not like it's my favorite, but it's one of a prominent childhood tunes for me. Yeah. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Of course.
Oh my god, fam! You see,
that in your car. It's
whoa, you see when the Yardies got a hold of that? Even their version was lit because the tune is so powerful.
It's a hit.
That is. Yeah, that's three. I have to put Backstreet.
I'm gonna do songs after because I realize no one did bands or anything.
Yeah, Backstreet Boys, and I have to finish with S Club 7.
Do you know what? Yeah,
it's just me.
Growing up, when I think about like my primary school time, I was heavy into pop.
Yeah, hard.
And I feel like maybe it's because I don't know. I feel like I was just a happy child. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's true. But you got nothing to worry about. Yeah. It's just life is good, fam.
And at the same time, like I think it would have been different if I probably had older brothers or cousins like saying, oh, deep, like this is what we should be listening to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nas.
But like I just remember like
come on.
You know what I mean?
Stars P.
Fam, man was S Club 7. Bruv.
S Club.
I loved S Club 7. I don't give a fuck, fam. Even now.
Fucking hell, this is a sky with this into. I'm glad I had that shit.
I probably.
S Club.
Big tune, fam.
I probably listened to S Club this week.
Did you?
Yeah, man.
I need to put some of them on my playlist, to be honest.
Do you know what
it
is, Sometimes, just listen to these tunes, It's just not, like, it's not about anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, the songs are just really nice.
Nice tunes.
Bro, I'm listening to Don't Stop Here, and I'm like, oh, like, you were trying to tell the youth, like, don't stop. Never give up. Hold your head high and reach the top.
What you have got,
bring it all back. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, fair enough. I'm not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna stop. I'm never gonna give up.
I can't do it.
But let me do my five songs quickly.
Yeah, songs. pop songs.
Yeah, I know. But bro, I take this shit seriously. Like, the pop shit, I take as seriously as the rap shit.
Well, the other day, sorry to cut you, in my family group chat, my mom tried to mock me and said, oh, you love pop, didn't you? I said, yes.
Yeah, I did.
And my brothers are laughing. I'm like, what, bro?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fuck.
I'm loud and proud with
how
the pop.
How dare thing, you?
I'm going to put NSYNC Gone in there.
Yeah, come on.
There was times when me and Joey was on a coach to, so I can't remember where he was going, bro. Some school trip, bro. Man has got one.
Yeah, each in it like that.
Listening to Gone, fam. Like, why?
No, we don't kill the tune.
Gone. I'm gonna put S Club 7. I'm gonna put Never Had a Dream Come True. Car. Trust me. I'm gonna put another. No. Oh, what's the Backstreet song that?
Everybody.
No, yeah. But I do like You Are My Fire.
Big tune. Big tune.
Tell me why. I think I like that more.
Tell me why.
There you go. Number four, Blue or Rise. And number five.
Sam, you lot was really the guys in the school. This yes, fam. Dancing.
Yeah, fam. Doing the worm and that.
Even eating the crisps and the sandwiches, bro.
Even now, bro. Like, man has.
Yeah, come on.
Pop playlists that I'll just listen to, fam.
Come on, fam.
Fifth is one that I thought you had mentioned. Mm. Why can't I remember? 1,000 Miles, blood.
Oh, shit.
Like, I can listen to that. But I can listen to that tune, like, not in a joking way.
Like, I'm listening to it. Yeah, in a real way.
This is really good. The melodies.
Yeah, it's a serious thing.
This is really good. But that's like, I remember used to. Oh, what about. Oh, it's a Sky thing again, though. I was going to say top five channels.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Bro, I got that.
I got that.
Let's go.
Quickly, let me just do my tunes.
Yeah, go on.
This is a Percy one, but I said it to the man already.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue.
Oh, I loved it. And then I'll say something stupid like I love you.
Big tune.
That is music to me,
bro.
Music.
Oh, fam. I just that one in a minute.
Can I give an honourable shout? It's not in the top five, but I'm spinning around, right on my way.
Do you know that song used to give me a headache? Because I used to spin.
You should love it, fam.
That's spinning in a circle.
You know, do you remember like when you was a kid, and you just loved the dizziness?
Did you not used to do that as kids? You would just spin around for no reason.
But bro, even now when I'm fucking. Pick my son up and spin him around and that,
You get that feeling,
innit? I'm thinking, I'm mad dizzy. Why are you not dizzy? He's just there laughing. Yeah. I'm like, bruv.
Bro.
Sort it out.
Do you know what used to kill me? Just before you go into your soldier. Yeah. You know that thing in the playground where man's sitting and it gets spun out? I don't even know. I don't think I've ever known what it's called.
The fin.
You know what I'm talking about? Where you hold on.
Yeah,
the roundabout.
What, the roundabout?
Is it called the roundabout? Fam, that thing used to buck man's head off, cuz. Everyone would come off that. Do you remember? No, but sorry, I just have to go back to Disney. It's like, do you remember like spinning around and then trying to walk around, bruv? And then you fall on the floor and it will feel lit, bro.
And it's like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, anyway, go back to you. I think you're at three now.
Three, innit? Yeah. Spice Girls.
Oh, how can I not mention Spice Girls?
Spice Girls.
That's a disgrace, man.
If you want to be my lover.
You gotta get with my friends, friendship never ends. I want to do the half guy thing like I didn't like that tune, but I like that tune.
That tune's lit, man.
Do you remember there was a school version?
Was there?
Like, you know, like there was songs and it would be like a parody, but like somehow it was only like. In school or the ends, like there was one, it was like, if you want to be my lover, sex is 50p, condoms £2.50, buy one, get one free. Like, I don't know why, I still know that to this day,
What's my last one?
Got one more, it's important. Go on,
Liberty X
Just a little bit more.
You tell this guy loves music.
I love, fam. My soul smiles. But yeah, that's my thing. All right, cool. So what, the channels?
Yeah, yeah. All right, top five.
Yeah, go for it, bro. I got that.
I got that patterned. Top five.
Go on, say it, just say it.
No. The first one's going to be Fox Kids.
I knew he was going to say that.
Fox Kids was my favourite channel.
Man, Fox and, oh my
Fox God. Fox Kids, that's where I first saw Power Rangers.
Bro. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Mars Rider and, oh, just Bear, Digimon. Anyway, Fox Kids, Cartoon Network, kind of Network second, yeah. Sky One.
Yeah.
Sky Sports. I don't even know if there was Sky Sports 2. I think it was just Sky Sports.
It was.
It was just, and I can't lie, I didn't really watch. Like, I watched it. I'll put Channel U in there, actually.
Cool. Trouble.
Yeah.
Fox Kids.
Yeah.
Sky One.
Mm-hmm.
Most definite. Channel U.
Mm-hmm.
And
Barton.
Sky Sports, to be honest. I'll be real.
What?
That was my MTV Base gets an honourable shout.
It does actually. And the box and Kiss and Smash Hits.
It was dead, but they play the pop.
They play the pop.
Remember when you used to just check the channels?
Yeah.
Just to see what's on.
Yeah.
I'd never go on MTV 2 though. Yeah. It was too much for me.
It's always rock.
It's too much for me.
It's always rock. But yeah, too much. That's my thing. What's yours, Craig?
You ready, yeah?
I'm ready, man.
BBC One.
Good channel. EastEnders.
Come on.
ITV One.
Very good channel as well.
Very good.
Champions League football in back in the days.
CDU UK and that.
Yeah, obviously.
SMTV Live.
Come on. Art Attack and that.
CITV.
Come on now.
Love that. Man's got more passion towards my thing. Because they're more conventional. Get me.
I just didn't want to mention all the stuff that the other channels had. You know what I'm saying? Go on. But I'm with ITV.
Channel 5.
Yeah. That exposed fake wrestling for me the first time ever.
Is it?
Fam, Channel 5, come on, you remember?
Yeah.
Fam, that come on.
Behind it or something.
Yes, that come on a Sunday and they used to show that when they slammed them on the thing.
It has a mic underneath.
That broke my heart.
Bro, do you know what it was, yeah? Channel 5 was the first, when I first ever watched 24.
Is it?
Yeah.
I remember 24. So the first season of 24, big boy show by the way, watched it because it was a little one from back in the day. First season was on Channel 5.
Yeah.
And then after that, it went on to Sky One. Man had cable, I was on Sky One watching that shit, bro.
I swear, Fort Bayard was on there as well.
Fort Bayard was on there. Sunset Beach was on there. I don't think you'd ever watch this because it used to come on early Sunday mornings. And I feel like I've never met anyone that watched it. It was a show called The Tribe, yeah. No. Yeah, see, I know. Nah, bro. It's just me.
Channel 5 was a 24, and Knight Rider was both on.
Knight Rider was on there. Yeah.
And do you remember when Big Brother tried to switch onto there?
Yeah, but it never.
I didn't bang.
Anyway, go on.
And then Cartoon Network, this is it. We're now entering the cable phase. I've got to put the hat low for this.
Yeah. Cartoon Network, yeah.
And then Disney.
Can I just say, what? No Channel 4 blood?
No. Channel 4. You see Channel 4 and then solely like taken over by ITV2.
Yeah.
It's too, I hate reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Channel 4 is very, very reality TV-ish.
Yeah, it is.
Like it was the big, I hate.
But I felt like Channel 4 had like, before all these some of the shows were on like Sky and that, yeah. Like the American, like, I don't know if there's a link between Channel 4 and whatever, like Fox and all that, but bare of the shows used to come on Channel 4. Like I remember watching Lost. On
Channel 4, yeah,
and
Lost is a big boy show. Bro, shit ending, but big boy show.
I kid you not, yeah. Lost changed the way that I viewed TV series, movies, format. Like I didn't understand like the idea of something like of non-linear, as in like a show, like a show's not just 1, 2, 3, 4. Like there's flashbacks. There's, like I never understood. Like,
flashbacks. Do you flash know what I'm
saying? It's all mad, and it all comes together.
It was so layered.
Yeah, bro. That was exactly. That's the first show I've ever watched where it was Like, I understood what layers were. Not even I understood it, but I got it. Mm. What channel was Heroes on? Did you watch Heroes?
Sky, yeah. No.
Heroes was on Sky, but then it got... Bro, you know how much I loved Heroes?
Heroes weren't on Sky, bro. I'm telling you, man. Heroes was on...
Four.
I think... Nah, I don't know if it was on Four. It might have been on BBC Two or something.
Maybe. What about top five soaps?
This is really hard for me. The only time I watched soaps was in jail. If I'm being honest. EastEnders is obviously one.
Mm.
Coronation Street, I guess, two. Hollyoaks, three. Is there more? Emmerdale, four.
That's so shit.
Nah, bro. Hold on. What are we talking about now?
Soaps.
Emmerdale, shit.
Bruv, nah, I can't. Can I do soaps?
Also, fucking Channel 4 had Friends.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you watch Emmerdale?
I didn't.
But I was in jail, yeah.
Did you?
That's what I'm saying. Everything.
You see what was in jail, fam? Yeah, and I'm watering it down right now. When I was in jail, bro, you see Bang Up came, yeah? Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No, fuck that.
Did you used to watch Thingy?
No, wait. Come Down With Me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even go to jail and I used to do
Come Down
Long Stretch.
Channel 4 again.
Yeah.
Come Down With Me had the ends on the madness.
But when I was in jail, it was a pattern. See, right now, like, I can't watch Come Down With Me. It's long, bro. It's too reality long. TV.
No, man has to wait for adverts.
I watch Come Down With Me and I watch Four on the Bed. You can suck. Forget that. Anyway, but in jail, Come Down With Me, Simpsons, Hollyoaks, Emmerdale, EastEnders, Corey. I was there.
Did you never watch Pointless?
Of course I was Pointless. And Weakest Link before that.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Damn, that's why you know that. She's in the jail thing, yeah? You're a couch potato when you're in jail, you know?
Jesus Christ. That's Pointless enough.
But, what, have we done or what? Have we done that?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, what? So that's yours. That says mine.
The Schultz was a myth for me.
EastEnders.
Bro, EastEnders and Coronation Street are like, Emmerdale can't really make it.
No, I can't make it. I can't lie, Brookside was lit.
I was going to say Brookside, but I was like,
back in the day.
Do I sound like an old ass nigga?
No. Brookside back in the day.
I never watched Brookside ever, but I just knew about
it. It was lit. Sunset Beach is basically a soap.
Yeah. Now, I could do America.
Yeah.
Like Days of Our Lives and that kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly.
What was the mad Australian one?
Home and Away.
Home and Away! Oh my God! Yeah!
Fam!
That was mad, man.
Home and Away. Home and Away was the one that you never wanted to watch.
Never.
But you somehow found yourself watching.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No, it's not. Else.
And you know what? Fam, I used to get caught up in it because my nan used to watch it. And when I go to my nan's house and I'm bored and I can't play out, you always have to just chill with your nan. Then Tutus, it gets good, fam.
Yeah.
It gets good.
Do you know what it is with soaps? Yeah, soaps are so fuckery that all it needs is, if you watch two episodes, yeah.
That's it, you're in.
You're in. You know everything now. You're back, fam.
But I can't lie, one thing I do miss about Sundays is EastEnders Omnibus. If you don't watch it all week and you're just chilling.
Yeah, and you get that Sunday. You get that Sunday rip.
Do they still do EastEnders Omnibus?
No.
Omnibus. It was like the whole day or something like that.
iPlayers killed it off.
Of course.
iPlayers just allowed for more airtime. But you know what? Yeah, I'll be real. Fuck the soaps off.
Mm.
Yeah. Top five. Because I know the man then watch TV series.
Yeah.
Top five TV series. I'm not kicking it off.
Of all time.
Time's gone.
Of all time.
Of all time, bro.
Okay.
Of all time.
No order.
Because for a lot of men, and I'll be real, even on the socials, this is a comment section debate.
Debate.
Top five, and spread it across UK and US, even if any UK ones even make it. Because there's a couple honorable mentions on the UK side.
Honorable mentions.
There's a couple.
They're not making it.
All right, cool.
You might be right.
All right, cool.
This is a tight one. All right. No order.
Yeah.
My personal opinion.
you know, disclaimers.
Yeah.
Disclaimers again.
Big one. Big disclaimer.
Wait, hold on. Is The Bill a soap?
A TV series, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay, yeah. I'm not putting that anywhere.
It's not a TV series, it's a soap. Fuck that.
Yeah,
what big actors have come from The Bill? None. You're a soapy, bro.
A man from Kidderwood. What's his name?
Ahmed Amin.
Yeah. Not now.
Aye, apologies.
I didn't mean like that. I didn't mean like that. Okay,
poor guy.
Okay. Shout out Milamine because there's a UK rom com that he was in. I can't remember.
It came out last year.
I watched
just it.
Let it lie, bro.
And ZZ
Mills was in it as well.
Just let it lie, bro.
Okay, but alright, top five for me. No order. The Wire.
The Wire?
Yeah. Oh, I love The Wire. The Wire used to come on BBC Two.
Yeah, it did.
Well, I didn't even mention BBC Two.
The Wire, Game of Thrones. This is really hard now.
Sound like a football manager.
Hold on, post match conference. I've watched so much shit. The Wire, Game of Thrones. Honorable mention. Oh no,
I've waited under five yet.
Breaking Bad.
All right, levels.
Breaking Bad. The Sopranos. And five. Can you come back to me for five? I can't. I don't know why I can't think. Honorable mentions though. To Prison Break.
No. Don't go honorable mentions.
You can't. I do my five.
Until you can't split the five. Don't go honorable mentions. You can't do it.
Okay, all right.
Can't do it, bro.
Okay, you. Come on. I'm going to put fucking wrestling in there. Wrestling counts as TV series, isn't it? Because it comes on every single week. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I'm putting WWE in as my one of my top five series.
All right. Okay.
There's bare things.
No, I mean, I take that back.
Yeah, it's shit, fam.
No.
It's absolutely dog shit, fam.
I love WWE, yeah. Yeah,
no, you don't love it that much.
But it's not making it. You don't have to do, oh, what's...
There's bare things that I never watched. Fucking hell.
Best TV series.
No. Don't start saying names. Just read. Yeah, just read. Because you've already stolen a few top fives out. Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh. Struggle, blood.
I feel like I'm a loser now. Commander's watches too much telly, fam.
No, there's bare things that I ain't watched, but then there's bare things I'm not gonna remember.
Can I put Friends?
Yeah,
that count TV series.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Friends is in my.
Yeah, of course.
Friends might even be number one.
Yeah, of course.
It's even funny, bro.
Bro, it's got the best.
Friends is even funny. Wow,
fam, what the fuck?
I was having this discussion with someone about Friends.
Friends is not fun. Friends is not funny.
It's hilarious, and
it's not funny, bro.
It's lasted the test. Do you know how I know Friends has lasted the test of time? Mm-hmm. Because Netflix have to keep paying them niggas.
Yeah.
Like Netflix have to pay HBO, or they have to pay whoever to put or Warner Brothers, sorry. To have Friends. Yeah. And Friends is always in the highest.
Always.
Like, well, not the highest rated, but like the what's that Netflix thing where you see, oh, like best of this week or whatever. Friends is always there. Let me say one more thing. Sorry. Let me just get into it. Yeah. Also, if you actually watch an episode of Friends, you see how HD it looks. Remember, it was made in the 90s. Yeah. It's because they keep remastering that shit so that shit looks new, fam. Mm. Like, you see, when you watch old shows, you can tell, all right, this show was made in the 90s. This show was made in the early 2000s. There's so much, like viewers in Friends that in order to make it seem modern, yeah, they remaster it, I think, every year, bro. Every year. Anyway, Friends is one of the funniest shows I've ever watched in my life, and it's one of the most consistent, like, in terms of goodness. And I feel like if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you're in a minority.
You might as well go.
Go on, Connie.
First of all, yeah, I'm just going to be blinking for this because I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Niggas putting Friends. It's not funny.
I mean,
they're top five.
Humor is subjective.
And subjective.
And they can't say Fresh Prince, but they're saying Friends.
Nah, I'm okay. I'm good with Fresh Prince.
Okay. Yeah.
Fresh Prince is good, but.
Okay. Yeah.
But Friends is better. Oh my God.
Friends is better.
Oh my God. Better.
Okay. Fair enough.
What the fuck do we have going on over here? Anyway.
Friends is better.
Okay.
Go on, top five.
Top five for me.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, without a question.
Of course.
Yeah. Without a question. Didn't like the ending, as none of us did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, for me, proper didn't like when they were killing the dragons.
Mm-hmm. I felt like, bro,
how are you killing the dragons, bro? What are you doing? And you're killing them all shit. Mm. The first one, yeah, get it, bro. That was dramatic. Shit, you could have killed two, but you got one. Mad.
Yeah.
You brought back to life and shit. Yeah. The second one, it's got fish hooked. Bro, what's this? What's that? That wasn't special.
I genuinely could have a whole podcast about Game of
Thrones. That wasn't special, bro.
Trust me, we could, bro.
Fish hooked.
That wasn't special.
Yeah.
And then the big one, it came and bust up everything. Yeah, like, yeah, you can't, it got shot. You got, like, fam, he came back like 50. Bro, anyway.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'm sort of saying that. Straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Power. Yeah, it's definitely in there.
Top five shows ever.
Yeah,
top five shows ever.
Is. Wow. That is.
Wow, we were.
That is.
Top five shows ever.
Ever.
Yeah, tell me a better show then.
Game of Thrones.
I already said that.
The Wire.
No, bruv.
I ain't seen the whole of The Wire yet. It's too long.
The Wire is. So, this is what I'm saying.
You say The Wire is too long. Niggas, you say The Wire is too long. And Power's got more seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro.
But I started to watch Power from from episode one.
Yeah,
it's such like low entry, like it's so bad. Every time you talk about Power, I'm just like, these niggas have no taste, fam.
Show your class.
Bro, they talk about Power like every other week, bro.
Bro, are you buzzing?
And I'm just
Power
like,
is top tier though.
Oh my god,
bro. Are you buzzing? The wire is fucking lit. But
it's not even a conversation. Please compare Power to Franklin Snowfall. Not like
oh, massive Snowfall.
Don't.
Bro.
There's no comparison. Like there
ain't gonna be no comparison. Do you know why? Do you know why?
Okay, go on.
Because after anything The Wire after season four is whack.
How many seasons of The Wire was there?
I don't know.
Five. Whack. What are you talking? What are we on? What are we on here?
Whack.
What kind of craziness is that?
What do you mean?
You said anything after season, like there's bare seasons.
Season four is whack. Everything after that, I stopped watching. I finished. Crap.
You said anything after season four.
Yeah.
There's only one more season.
Bruv, that's bad enough.
No. You said it like there was bare seasons, bruv.
Bruv.
There's only one. Anyway, cool. Carry on. Sorry, I shouldn't be dissing your opinion. Sorry, my bad.
Apart from Game of Thrones, anything that has fallen off, yeah, to the point where it should have got discontinued, but they forced it because there was a budget there, you're done out here. You're finished, yeah? Lost, finished. Lost is a top tier series, but you see that ending? No, bro.
No, it's too shit. Okay.
It's too damaging.
Okay, sorry, Joey. Sorry, just for you. Lost stopped being good very early because...
Nah, bro.
No, let me tell you why. These niggas never had a clue how the show was going to end. So you see like shit like the polar bear in that, yeah? It came in season one and that was it because they never knew how to end the show. They were making it up. Like, fam, I've watched interviews of my man... Oh, okay, I've got my last one. It's called The Leftovers. I know you haven't seen it yet, but it's fucking top tier, yeah? I was watching interviews because the guy that made Leftovers made Lost, Damien Lindelof or whatever, and J.J. Abrams. They were saying they didn't know. Like, when they made it, they didn't think it was going to bang. Then they kept getting asked, oh, yeah, can you make more seasons? Bro, they had no clue. This is why niggas just come. The ending was shit. The ending was what? It was basically like it was all a dream, fam. That was the ending, bruv.
Yeah, it was all a dream.
It was all a dream,
bruv. They were all dead.
Wow. Dead. It was all a dream, bruv.
You really
were
dead.
Sorry if we've ruined it. Don't watch it, bruv. I invested time and Wikipedia into Lost for no reason, bruv. For a man to say I didn't know what it was. Go on.
Power. Yeah. Power. Okay. Bro, what's going on, bro? What's going on with this guy, this mad little man over here?
Low entry, bro.
Bro, he's talking about The Wire, fam. Most people that watch The Wire didn't even watch it through to the end.
I did.
You didn't even finish your dinner.
I did.
That's why you like leftovers.
I did. That was good.
That's why you, bro.
I'm just saying, Power's not nowhere near anything. But man to say top five is wow.
It's top five.
Oh, I can watch Power over and over.
This nigga couldn't even think of five.
Yeah.
And he's chosen Power as well.
No, man, Power's
lit. I know. What kind of show it is, bro?
No, Power's lit.
All right, go on.
No, this dickhead, fam.
Sorry, I'm passionate about something like this, sorry.
Bro, you ain't passionate, bro. You watch The Wire, fam. You're breading it off.
Power, top five shows ever existed.
Fam, listen. Yeah, listen.
Power.
Bro, what are you talking about? Bruv, you said, you, it was like Joey couldn't even pick a five. You couldn't even pick a five. And you squeezed in Friends and it's shit.
Yeah,
and you started talking about it's getting remastered. Yeah. That don't mean it's good.
Yeah. It does.
That don't mean it's good.
It does.
What are you talking about, bruv? Okay. It means it's making profitable.
Yeah.
Profit don't mean good, fam.
Most shows won't stay on TV if they're not good, though.
Niggas in the hood selling shit weed are still selling it.
Yeah. Because it's profitable.
Niggas in the hood selling Reggie.
Yeah.
So there's a market for it. Someone's smoking that. That don't mean it's it's good. But whole friends ain't good.
Friends is top tier pain.
No, bro. No, it's not.
It is.
It's definitely not, fam. You squeeze it into the top five.
All right, go on. I couldn't think. Yeah, yeah.
So you should have put Power there.
Okay. Never. Yeah. So you bro, you might as well put Kidhood and Adulthood as the best TV show. They're the same thing. They're the same thing, bro.
No, fam.
Top five movies, Kidhood, Adulthood. Masterpiece.
Yeah, never.
It's Power.
Never.
Power. Oh, Cons. Power.
Bruv, you should allow it, fam.
God, I'm
you
shocked.
Should allow it,
cos. Alright, go on, carry on, cos this is gonna.
Where am I?
We're going downhill.
Where am I?
You're free.
I'm at free.
No, wait, what was it? What you had?
You said Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Go on. Go on.
Yeah? Third, whew. You put Breaking Bad in there, and Breaking Bad for me is top five, but I'm not putting it in there because you put it in there. It just makes it all fucking boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's there.
Because
it was a good show.
Yeah.
Captivating from start to finish,
and
it ended at the right time, on the right note.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't forced. There wasn't like, I'm the big actor, I want more money. Yeah. Niggas decided I want to get a bigger job now, and they bounced at the right time. So I love that. Scandal makes it into my top five. Scandals, I sound like this is mad simpy. Man will think I'm just trying to do it for the girl and that, but I genuinely watched it.
There was a point where Scandal was top tier.
Scandal's fire.
I don't know if it stuck its ending because I never carried it on.
Bro. Don't.
No. So was all the seasons of Scandal, because Scandal had bare seasons.
Yeah, all the seasons is fire.
Nine out of 10, all the seasons. There weren't a time when you was like, bruv, like, aren't we just doing the same shit? Do you know what I feel that way about? Sorry, is
The Wire.
No, not The Wire. No, The Wire was top tier. The only season of The Wire that wasn't good, that I didn't personally like, was the Fishing Docks one. And that was early. That was like season two, bro.
If you stopped at season two,
I understand.
Yeah.
But for you to get to season four,
I did.
And then just be like, everything after that, it got better. Season five was better than, no, season five got actually, it was all right near the end. But
listen, season three and four are just
top tier, bro.
Listen to me, yeah? How is a show that one man is admitting that season two was shit, season five was
shit. No, it wasn't shit. I didn't say it was shit.
Five seasons.
I didn't say it was shit. No. Hold on.
Listen,
I didn't say it was shit. I didn't say it was shit.
You kind of forget.
Listen.
You're forgetting.
I didn't say it was shit. I said it was a very hard watch, though.
You can't forget it.
It was a very hard watch.
Forget it.
But yeah, go on. So what we've got? We've got Scandal. We've got Power.
We've got
the top five shows that's ever existed in the world.
Like you said in the beginning, in my opinion.
Okay, you feel me?
In my opinion.
No, go on, carry on.
Hold on, where am I going to next?
Colby City.
Oh my God.
Where are we going? Bro, relax.
Where are we going with this?
Relax. I thought you had cable.
Go on.
Am I going next? I'm going Suits. Yeah,
that's the one I was just about to mention.
Yeah, Suits next.
It never stuck. It got shit.
Of course it got shit.
It got very shit.
Of course it got shit.
Okay.
Of course it
got
shit. Bro, I didn't finish the top five.
No, listen. There's a reason for this. There's a reason.
Oh, so now you can have a reason.
No.
I'm with you.
Let's be real. Can we please be real about it?
I'm being real.
There's a reason why Suits started getting shit.
Why?
Because the actors in Suits started getting big roles and they were like, fuck this. I'm going.
Yeah.
Bitches were getting married.
They were like,
I'm dusting out of the show. You got to kill me off now.
Unfortunately, the other shows, because they were top tier, niggas weren't just leaving the shows. Niggas were getting killed off, but niggas weren't just leaving the shows,
bro. Yeah, well, bro, you see me?
Some Power. I don't even know where anyone from Power has gone apart from being in the Power universe. That's it. That's the only place they've stayed, bro.
No.
Bruv.
Amari Hardwick hasn't stayed in the Power universe for one.
He has not done anything bigger than Power.
Yeah, he has. Before he's...
Before Power?
Yeah.
Before Power. Has he done anything bigger than Power since he's been in Power?
Are you admitting that Power's big?
Power's big to niggas, yeah. It's a nigga show.
It's a nigga show.
This guy loves Friends Over Fresh Prince. You are fucking Uncle Ruckus.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh my God.
The Boondocks should really be in there, though.
Oh my God, fam.
All right, go on. So you've admitted that Suits doesn't have a lot of great seasons.
No.
How many seasons?
No.
I don't know. Who knows? It could still be going on.
Suits has like seven seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
And Suits got shit at the end.
Season five, I think.
And it was at that point where the monarchy was starting to
press on. Yeah, I know.
People were getting big roles at other places. Mm. You get what I'm trying to say? It's only at that point.
It's because Suits wasn't that big. That's why.
Right.
It just wasn't a big show. Go on. But it was.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad.
It was.
Because when I said suits, I was just about to say that.
Oh, no.
A few moments later. It's not even. So, bro.
At least let me finish. I was going to say that because when we were talking about Scandal, yeah. I felt the same way about Suits, where it just started to nosedive. Like it was, like when Suits first started.
I feel the same way about the Wire, bro. Yeah?
Because The Wire never nosedived.
The Wire's a nigga show.
The Wire never
Just type power, fam.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about,
no,
fam?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
How is The Wire a nigga show?
You think, fam, you think
the, because the main character, because some of the main characters are black.
No, with all due respect.
So yeah. What makes The Wire a nigga show?
The fact that it's in the fucking Project Heights, and it's all about drugs and black people
That don't mean it's a nigga show.
Why? It's just like Power.
No.
It's just like Power.
Season two of The Wire was all on the docks. That was based on the fucking, Greeks or whatever?
What, Greek versions of crime?
No, it was like, so obviously the story is about Baltimore.
Yeah.
The city of Baltimore, city. Yeah? And within the city of Baltimore, what they do for each season is they go through why crime has got to that way. So one season might be in the hood, another season might be in the docks because that's where the food's coming from. Another season was about the reporters because like the judges, the politicians, the reporters who are not black. And in the end,
who was going to jail?
And then the police officers. No, wait, let me go. And then there was another season about the police officers. Yeah. They're all about the city of Baltimore. Yeah, it just so happens that the people at the bottom of the food chain, are black. That doesn't mean it's a nigger show.
It's a nigger show, bro.
How? I just explained.
I'm dying for the comments. I'm dying for it because The Wire is a nigger show.
The Wire can't be. I've just explained how it's not.
No. You've explained from your perspective.
No, I've explained how it's not. If it's a nigger show, that means it's purely based on niggers.
No.
All right, name me a white nigger show.
Friends. You love Friends.
You know what?
simple as fam. You put Friends ahead of Fresh Prince. That's all.
I just feel like honestly, Friends is probably more rewatchable for me than Fresh Prince. I don't know how many times you lot have gone back and watched Fresh Prince.
Enough times, though.
Like I think I love Fresh Prince. Yeah. To be fair, do you know what? There's not one better than the other, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to top tier like comedy,
Bravo.
You have to put
Friends ain't even better than My Wife and Kids.
Yeah, but that's your opinion. But in terms of like
waiting for someone to say that.
In terms of like critically acclaimed and shit like that, which I don't know if you lot believe or what, because Power's not critically acclaimed by no one. But anyway, in terms of critically acclaimed, in terms of like the general audience, which how they gauge things by, Fresh Prince is up there, and so would Friends be. But Friends is the only reason I don't like Friends is because somehow in a show all about New York, there's hardly any black people, and it makes me feel a bit like when you watch it back, it's like, oh, so you basically just sanitized this whole thing, and obviously it's not realistic as well. These people at 30 living in New York, no one works, bro.
I'm convinced. Yeah. Listen to me and listen good.
Go on.
I am convinced that the people of our generation that watch Friends are nostalgic perverts that want to see a young Jennifer Aniston remastered.
Perfect.
Yeah? That is my opinion. She got no back, she got no breasts, but she's kind of pretty. But niggas are just nostalgic perversion. This is perverted thoughts. It's all going through. Monica ain't really all that. Phoebe ain't really all that. But you see,
oh, you know everyone's name.
Oh yeah.
You know everyone's name.
Yeah, come on, bro. I watched
this, and this is why it's good.
I watched Friends,
but this is why it's good because you know everyone's name, bro.
Yeah,
like they're ingrained in pop culture for a reason, bro.
But I know all the people in Fresh Prince too.
Yeah, because you watch Fresh Prince, though.
Yeah, and I watch Friends.
So how many times did you watch Friends?
Just as much as I watched Fresh Prince.
Oh, so you watched them the same, bro?
Yeah.
But you don't like it.
No.
So you don't like it, but you carry. So you hate watched it.
I stayed in a factual space. You're trying to make it
subjective. No. But
and you're manipulating.
No.
I said
if you don't like Friends, you stop watching it.
I said Friends.
Okay.
Is not funny.
So why did you carry on watching it?
I like the show.
Nostalgic perversion.
No.
So why did? So in a comedy show,
can you see how?
No.
Can you see how it's manipulated?
Sorry, let me say.
I like the show.
Yeah,
but it's not funny.
So what did you like about the show?
It's not top five.
What did you like about the show?
Good show.
What did you like? Because it's a comedy, but you didn't think a comedy was funny, but it was a good show. So what about it was good?
The fact that it was on Channel 4 every morning, and I was in jail.
Oh, so you only watched it in jail.
Pretty much.
Okay, cool. Fair enough, fair enough.
I hear it. I watched it on Netflix. Don't worry about that. I know they're paying for it, but I know it's HD.
Yeah.
But I ain't watched it on all because you know why?
Why?
Because the nostalgic perversion is not there, and it wasn't even there when I was in jail, and there was no.
I've never heard anyone describe it as nostalgic perversion.
The
so
comment section is not going to stand up because niggas.
It must be you, bro. Not. It must be just except, be you that was just perverted by it,
bro. But it's not me watching it now, is it? To this day,
yeah. But no one. I'm not.
I don't see TV shows today. Number two, Friends. Oh shit, I've seen it, yeah. But I'm gonna watch it again anyway.
Yeah, but no, bro. People rewatch stuff though.
Yeah,
the time.
Yeah, people do rewatch stuff, but you're not. There's. Tell me.
Go on, cons.
If give it a percentage, how much comedy value on a scale of 1 to 100 are you getting out of Friends?
Honestly, for me, maybe 80-90.
Fuck off, mate.
Honestly, like
who the other honestly, one, son.
Honestly,
yeah. Fuck off.
For me to even mention it in my top five before anyone was like, oh, like it's because I rate the show. Like it's generally because I rate the show. So if you're asking me personally what I think about Friends, there's bare people. Like you've got people that think Friends. It's the same people that think like Seinfeld is not great. I can't relate to Seinfeld because I feel like it was a bit too white for me. Do you get what I'm saying? But I feel like Friends was universally funny, which is why, for some reason, it's still one of the most popular shows right now.
I'm sorry. Yeah? I'm sorry.
I'm just dealing with facts here.
No, yeah, yeah. Whatever facts you want to call out, bro. I hear you.
Go on.
Yeah? You see, man said, I'm saying the comedy factor of a show, man said 80 to 90%.
Yeah, yeah.
That is Cat Williams level comedy.
I mean, Cat Williams didn't have a TV show, did he?
No, but I'm talking about the comedy level only, comedy aspect.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
That is, bro, you're not watching Friends like that, bro. That. You're not doing.
You know what it is as well? Do you know what is what's really good about Friends? I don't want this to be a Friends cut because I don't want this to be a Friends discussion.
I get it.
I feel like what they did well that a lot of other shows didn't do is like every single character has their like key moments or has their seasons. Do you know what I'm saying? There's people that were like Phoebe. There's people that were like Chandler. There's people that were like Rachel. There's people that were like Ross. There's people that were like Joey. There's people that were like Monica. Like, that's one thing that a lot of other shows, I don't know if they didn't get a chance to, but Friends got a chance to have full character development with all of those characters. Yeah. And all of those characters, I can't imagine anyone else playing any of those characters. Like there's certain other things you're thinking, maybe, yeah, they could have cast someone better for that. But I feel like all their roles were perfectly defined to the point where it's similar to like Harry Potter. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't see another Daniel Radcliffe or anyone else playing Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger. Would I put it in my top five movies ever?
I'm always going to go back to The Fresh Prince. And this is exactly the same.
Yeah, but I haven't said a bad word against Fresh Prince. It just didn't make my top five.
So, okay. Forgive me.
I'm
going to read, because you said you're dealing with facts.
Yeah.
So I'm going to revisit this 80 to 90% just for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, what comedy factor from 0 to 100 are you getting out of Fresh Prince?
Same.
My goodness.
You didn't think Fresh Prince was funny?
God damn.
What was your comedy factor from Fresh Prince?
80 to 90%.
So what are we saying that's different then?
I'm saying Friends is not that.
No, but remember.
It has not got that comedy factor quality.
We're going to nip this in the bud because...
All right, sir.
Why we're nipping this in the bud is because it's down to, what did we say again?
Perspective.
It's the same with music.
And opinion.
Like, it's down to opinion and music. I think Friends is funny. Yeah, I think it's equally as funny as Fresh Prince. I think it's as funny, but I feel like it had, like, funny moments. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But consistently, when it comes to comedy, there's two shows that I can think of, that throughout its whole run, stayed consistent, and I think that's Fresh Prince and fucking Friends. So I could have put Friends in there, I could have put Fresh Prince in there. I think they're equally as funny. So
that would have saved a whole 20 minutes. Yeah.
But the discussion was never Fresh Prince versus Friends, it was Friends is not funny versus Friends is funny. Anyway, you're on your top four, you're on your top five. So right now, we've got Power, we've got.
Man's watering down Power, but not Friends. Oh, bruv. We're gonna nip this in the bud. Man,
Power,
put,
you know.
Man put 80 to 90. Man said he's watching Friends. He's busting up so much, he's rewinding it, and he's already watched it. You fucking kidding me, blood?
All right, Cons,
I can't believe this.
We're moving on now.
I can't believe this.
So what we got? We got Power, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so my last one, my final one.
Wait, what was your third one?
Power, Game of Thrones, Suits. Man, shook his head again.
Scandal, yeah.
The Wire and Friends in there.
How to Get Away with Murder.
No, bro, it's not going in there. Oh. No, you, okay. That's probably something that you watched.
No, I said the person that made both those shows.
Yeah, Shonda Rhimes made both of them, but one was good and one was not so good.
Which one was not so good?
How to Get Away with Murder.
Wait, I thought it was the same as fucking Scandal, to be fair.
Have you watched all the Scandal?
I gave up because it was shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it got shit.
Yeah, he came up.
There's only so many times you could fuck the president, that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Yeah.
You like clotting the president. I get it, honestly. Do you know what I mean? Honestly.
And my fifth one is probably the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Vikings is, for me, top tier. And that's just because, like, same way with the Game of Thrones situation, it's just both got like the history element of the show makes it good for me personally.
Yeah.
But obviously, I really, really wish I fucking stuck out looking at the fucking Baltimore and the docks and how all the drugs was fucking just killing black people and all that and black niggas just got in jail all the time and that. But I got that from Power. You know what I'm trying to say? I got that from Power, so I couldn't pull. Both of them couldn't make it.
I feel like Power's like a. How's like the Marvel version of fucking like of The Wire? Like, it's more entertaining, whereas The Wire is very like,
educational.
No, not educational, but it's fucking sad as shit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Did you cry?
No.
It ain't that sad, is it?
But no.
So is Power though.
But I feel like Power's like Power's not realistic.
No, it's not realistic.
Like, this is what I mean by the MCU. Like, it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun show. It's not realistic, innit? That I'm not saying that's not why it's good or anything. That's why I was just comparing it to The Wire. Like, Power's like the MCU. Like, anything can happen in there. Anything can happen. That's why it's got its own universe. Do you know what I mean? Anything can happen.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, listen, you just said that Friends is not realistic. It's got no black people in it, but you're still in the top five, bro. And you was fucking you're dying when you're driving watching it. Popcorn, everything. Yeah, so I don't know what to say.
I never said Power's not good. I never said Power's not good because unrealistic. I'm just saying
Friends is not good because it's not funny. But you know, we still have to agree to disagree. Right, cool. You still can't forget it.
Compared to you, like, I don't think I've watched so much TV, to be honest.
I've watched, bro. Have you seen Band of Brothers?
I was.
Bro, I watched Band of Brothers like five times over.
Band of Brothers should be in my top five.
Because Band of Brothers, it's only a miniseries.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched Band of Brothers and The Pacific.
Yeah. Like, Pacific's hard as well. Band of Brothers is way better.
Way better.
Man's cat for TV shows.
I'm too ingrained in music. It's just.
I'm so. I love music more than anything.
Yeah,
when I go home, my TV's off. And I'm just listening to music and dancing.
So, you can love music and also love something else.
You can't forget it.
You know what I mean, fam? It's okay, fam. It's all right. You know that bro always goes back to, I just love music so much. All right, man. I get you, bro.
I'm going home and praying to the music gods.
I get you, bro. But I'm telling you, the same, even like scores through stuff and that, like, you can find music elements in bare other things as well, bro. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
No, but you can just say I don't watch TV because it's just not my thing.
No, but
like, it does need to be I don't watch TV because of music.
But I didn't say that. I said I just don't watch TV as much as you lot.
Yeah.
Rewind the tape.
No. You said something about me. What did you say about music then?
I said maybe because I just love music.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe because. Rewind the tape.
Anyway, I knew that was going to be such a hot topic that. It was going to be explosive, but I didn't think it was going to be explosive as that.
Man,
please, people in the comment section, please just tell me if Friends is funny and if it's top five. Not because of how much seasons it's got, just if it's funny.
Okay.
And you think it's top five.
And if people in the comments say Friends is not funny, Netflix, please take it off there, because obviously the people in the comments are the only ones watching Friends. So if the people in the 2K3 comments say that Friends is not funny, Netflix, stop putting all that money towards it.
Bro,
because obviously we're all wrong.
The nostalgia is real.
Yeah, but how many shows do you think have that same like nostalgic factor that keep them going till today?
There's no shows that have been running long enough.
What do you mean?
In comparison
to what?
To Friends.
Do you have Cheers, which is about the whole like fucking hey, what's that guy's name? Fonz and that. Like, Friends is not one of
Never heard of it.
Friends is not one of the longest. Right, you have Cheers.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Cheers before?
No.
Have you never heard of Cheers?
No.
Shit. All right. So what I'm basically saying is there's bare shows that's longer than Friends. Fam, that fucking Grey's Anatomy has like what? Like, I don't know, 15 seasons or something like 20 seasons? I think Friends only had like.
Never watched it.
I don't know. But what I'm saying is Friends is not like the longest running TV shows.
It's one of the longest though.
No. Simpsons is one of the longest.
Simpsons is not really a series show.
It's a series, bro. Mm. Simpsons is a series. What else can it be? It's an animated series. It's still a series.
It's an animated
series. And it's a series that's been on TV since...
It's an animated series.
Yeah, but it's still a series.
Not really.
There's a reason why it's still on TV right now. Like, it's still on Sky One.
Profitability.
They're still making new seasons.
Profitability.
Family Guy.
Family Guy, bro,
I don't like Family Guy personally.
Though, the cartoons are bro. Because if that's the case, Tom and Jerry's a series. How far are you really gonna take it?
Yeah, but
Dexter's Laboratory is a series.
Yeah, but did it have as long a run? But the whole conversation about long runs. Dexter's Laboratory maybe had 3 years.
I don't know, bro. I really couldn't tell you, but it's still a series. It still counts.
Okay. But you're saying the reason why Friends on because it ran longer than other series.
Yeah, bro. It ran how many hella seasons long. Is there,
Hold on.
It ran hella long for hella free, and it was coming on every morning at a time in our generation when we was getting up going to school. Friends was on. Oh, yeah, if it wasn't there,
it wasn't. What are you talking about?
Probably was, bro. I don't know.
Friends came on in like the evening, bro.
Not for me, it didn't. Longest. I saw that shit on Channel 4, blood.
Longest.
Am I buzzing?
No.
I see that shit on Channel 4. Okay.
Ever.
What did you say?
Longest running series ever.
He's trying to get the. He's trying to slap. He's trying to smite.
All right, Law and Order, NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds. CSI.
Bruv, get to the comedy section.
Supernatural, Dallas.
Comedy, bro. That's all that shit serious as fuck.
Bob's Burgers.
I don't watch TV, bro.
Big Bang Theory ran longer than Friends.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory is fucking more funny than Friends.
Big Bang Theory is one of the most shit shows I've ever watched in my life.
No, it's funny, man. That's funny.
This is how you know.
That is funny.
This is how you know. Shut up, man.
Big Bang Theory is Chipotle.
Shut up, man.
Big Bang Theory is, here's a nerdy reference.
No, Big Bang Theory is lit.
Do you know what it is, yeah? How I look at Big Bang Theory is, I get it. That's it. Like, I get it. I get the nerd reference. I get the reference to obscure comic book. I get the reference, but that's it. It never gets further than that for me. And this is just a personal opinion.
Nigga, you think too much, bro.
But does it need to get further though?
What, in terms of, no, I mean, as in,
like, kind of just be funny.
No. I didn't say it was funny though. I said,
so you just, I get it. And
I get the joke. But the joke isn't funny. Like, it's like someone could tell a joke here and I'll be like, I get it. But it doesn't mean it's funny.
But that's how a lot of people can look at Friends though.
They can. Yeah. They can. I'm just talking about Big Bang. I think about Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Like, I get the jokes. Nerdy culture. Yeah. It goes nowhere, smiling, bro. Do you get what I'm saying, really? Shut up, man. It gets there, bro.
Nigga watches Big Bang Theory. I'm not saying that Big Bang Theory is like super funny.
No way.
Yeah, but nigga watches Big Bang Theory like, ha ha, you made a joke.
No, I don't.
But then
I don't
man watches Friends. Bro, no way. No way can I buy what you're selling.
Okay.
But I get it.
Get over it.
I'm over it. But it's just,
we're dealing with different perspectives.
And opinions.
Yeah, okay. So you can't tell me there's no way.
There's no way. I call cap. Let's see what the comment section says.
So the comment section is now going to tell you what I think.
No, I've told you what I think.
Oh my God.
I've told you what I think. I'm calling cap.
Okay.
It's not about what you
think.
What
are you calling cap on? Sorry.
I'm calling cap on whether Friends gives you 80% comedy value.
Wait.
If the comment section supports my opinion, not what you think.
Let me cut in. So you're going to ask the comment section.
I'm already
asked. You're going to ask the comment section, or you've asked them, whether Friends gives me 80 to 90%.
No. It's me calling cap. Listen. Just listen.
That doesn't make sense though, bro.
Why?
You're calling cap on...
I can call cap on anything.
But you're calling cap on my opinion.
Yeah. No. I asked you point blank. It's not an opinion.
Go on.
I said, what factor of comedy does it give you? You said 80 to 90%.
So who
at the top of the scale.
So
that is almost the funniest stuff.
Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about?
But who did you ask that to?
What do you mean? You? It's not an opinion.
So are you asking the general what the general audience think of 80 to 90% or me?
No, I'm asking you, but I'm called.
You're asking me my opinion. Does it not, Joey? Or am I going mad?
Yeah, opinion based.
So you're asking my opinion.
No.
So what are you asking?
I'm asking you how. asking you how funny you think people think it is, your opinion. No. I've asked you how funny is it to you.
Yes.
It's personal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then what are you asking the audience?
I'm not asking the audience. I said, I'm calling Cap. We will see what the comment section thinks.
You're calling Cap on whether I find it 80 to 90% funny.
Yes.
How is the audience going to tell you that?
I'll see if they support my opinion.
No. How are they going to tell you that I am capping? How is the audience going to say,
they're not going to tell you.
Doesn't find it 80 to 90% funny because I'm with him. Like, I know him.
I don't know.
So therefore, the audience, they can't tell you nothing.
Okay. All right then. We'll see it.
It's impossible.
The comment section is coming.
Okay, bro. I didn't mean to trigger you, but okay.
No, it's just like you're saying dumb shit, yeah?
I'm not saying dumb shit.
And because I'm saying, oh, it's an opinion, you're saying, no, it's not. But then you ask me for my opinion on something, then you're saying, I'm going to ask the audience about your opinion.
I said I'm calling Cap. I don't need to be validated. Okay. I just want to see if you're supported. Okay. Yeah, I just want to see if maybe I'm wrong and fucking Friends is super duper funny.
Okay, so why is it a popular show then?
I don't know why it's a popular show. I've already given my opinion and it's because of fucking nostalgic perverted thoughts.
Okay, so why was it popular at the time that it got so many seasons?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. But obviously, let's just put it out there, innit? Let's not make it about Thames' opinion. Is Friends funny or not?
Okay, that's better. Should have just said that from the start.
No. But I still think what you're saying is bullshit, bro. What you're saying is Friends is up there with the funniest shit you ever watched. That in itself. Please just.
What
say
else
that.
Is funny?
Please
though?
Say you stand on that. It's up there with the funniest things you've ever watched.
Cause we've just had an hour conversation where I've said it so many times, and now you're saying please stand on it.
Stand on it, bro.
I've literally said it for the whole conversation.
You're saying I'm saying stupid things,
and now you're asking me to stand on it again. Do you want me to say I agree with Thames' opinion from the beginning to now? Bro. I agree with Thames' opinion from the beginning to now. I still stand on it.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
That Friends is one of the, 80 to 90%.
It's one of the funniest things in the fucking
thing. Yeah. All right, top five funniest shows.
I don't know, bro.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Because niggas are clued up more than me, bro.
I was going to say... Top five funniest shows, bro. Def Jam comedy. Def Jam comedy. What else? Funniest shows. Should I put Friends in there? I'm definitely putting Fresh Prince in there. Like 100% putting Fresh Prince in there from a comedy value. This is where it gets to cartoons, because that's where man really gets laughter from. Mm. Or when I say the funniest shit I've ever seen, it's more cartoons or stand-up comedy. Mm. Or movies, like to a degree. But not. Anyway, what about yours?
Chappelle Show. Friends.
You didn't even believe that. You could hear it.
Anyway. If this were the man in sports, I'll just go home laughing.
Because man's pressed.
I feel like, why am I have to argue about
bruv, you're the one that said top five funniest shows.
Okay, I'm sorry, my bad. Okay, Friends, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, The Chappelle Show.
Said that already.
The Boondocks.
Lit. Cartoon, but lit. Definitely.
What's wrong with it being a cartoon?
Because it's a cartoon, isn't it? It's not an actual show. It's not an actual show.
Compared to others.
Okay. And what else would I put in there? I don't know.
South Park or Family Guy?
South Park. South Park's in there, sorry. South Park's probably the funniest shit I've ever watched in my life. Mm. I put South Park, then I'd put Boondock second. Then I put The Chappelle Show third. Then like the sitcom. And I think the only reason those three get to be top three is because they can do whatever they like. Mm. Like, I feel like when you make a sitcom or whatever.
South Park is the last of a dying breed of
yeah.
comedy with what they want. It doesn't matter what's going on.
But like with a sitcom, you can only fucking... Like, you're appealing to everyone.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, go ham. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't go ham. Oh, there was another one that used to come on. there was something called Robot Chicken, yeah. And oh, it used to come on fucking, I think it was like Toonami or some shit like that. But that's another one for me as well, bruv.
What's the show like, Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah. What do you mean, like?
What's them shows called?
Like, I mean, you can. Like, you, what's? But I'm like, I feel like if you laugh at it, you can play it as a comedy show.
Yeah, of course you can.
Know what I'm saying? I think they're called what are they called, man?
Yeah, like what's the
like that genre?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's like
they're like reality TV a bit.
Yeah, but it's like
it's a contest.
It's a game show.
Game show. It's a game show. It's a game show. It's a game show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a game show. It's a game show. It's a game show. Yeah.
What's the other ones? Robot Wars.
Yeah. Oh god, that was managed to watch that just to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, I really love Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's lit.
Then I tried to watch it like again.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't like stand the test. Yeah, it's just not. I really tried though, bro. I really watched like two or three episodes, and I was like. Like, sometimes shit just feels dated.
Yeah, you know, that just
happens, like, bro. Like, you watch something at the time, and you'll be like, yeah, this is lit. This is it. Then you watch it back, and you're like, yeah, the budget, man. Like, because obviously you're trying to do a supernatural show
with a small
budget.
Yeah.
But because at that point, there was nothing else. Like, there was nothing else to compare it to that you'd be like, oh, yeah, this was one of the greatest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when you watch it back, you're like, oh, like, you can see, like, the makeup and everything. Like, it just feels fake, bro.
What Sabrina did. No, not Sabrina. Teenage Witch. What's the other one?
Angel.
Oh shit, Angel. Yeah.
But that was just a play off of Buffy. Smallville. Did you know Smallville?
Yeah. Clueless. Whatever was them old.
Bro, fuck TV shows. But it's fucking so funny.
What Buffy?
Listen, bruv. Can we talk about something? Have we got time? Have we got fucking time?
Yeah.
Let's talk about food or something else, bro. TV shows thing, bruv. We've got our fill. We've got enough cut-ups.
We've got enough cut-ups
for this, bro. It's good. But top five foods. Let's just do top five foods because top five foods is nice. It's easy. It's not challenging. We don't have to think about it too much. Let's just do that.
Start off then.
No, you start off, bro, because you've been quiet for like the last half an hour, bro.
I don't watch TV, fam, so I'm just out of my depth.
Shut up, Joey, man. You do watch TV. You be watching Godfather Harlem. You be watching BMF. You be watching shit, bro.
I know, but that's the nigga shows, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't call them nigga shows.
Bro, they are nigga shows, though. No, trust me, they no.
Don't call them nigga shows.
No, trust me, they are. They are. They're the whole gutter. Gutter of drugs and money.
Fam. Because and when prostitutes. I was saying, bruv.
No. Them shows are nigga shows. Bruv. Them shows. Bruv. Godfather Harlem.
A nigga put on, power fam. In his top five. Yeah. And I called it a nigga show, yeah. And niggas got, nigga tried to backlash. They're all nigga shows, bruv.
Bro,
but all made by one nigga as well.
Yeah, it's the 50 Cent universe, bruv.
Man is talking about backlash and he was talking about he's going home if he wasn't here.
Alright, bro, I'll go home, bruv. You know why I go home? It's
fam,
man's talking about backlash.
You know what it is? And man is lashing out.
Cause a man, yeah. You'll never back down.
But there's like, no need.
He will never just be like, all right, cool, yeah, cool, let's move on. He will try and bring an audience in for a question about my opinion. And then he'll double down on it. And then I'm like, bro,
I'm double
asking
down.
About my opinion.
I'm double down.
I'm asking
it,
the audience. And he's like, no, I'll double down. It's like, why? Why are we doing this? Anyway, go on, top five food.
Caribbean food, number one. The rest of the world.
Bro, not cuisines.
What then?
Dishes.
Nah, man, come on, man. You can't just have a favorite dish, just one like that. Come on, that. That changes, man.
Yeah, cuisines is cool, though.
Yeah. Come on, I'll eat the same thing. Like.
But also, Caribbean is tight because when you say Caribbean, you just mean Jamaican.
Yeah.
So then just say Jamaican.
You see what I'm saying?
Jamaica!
Man throws the cuisine out there. Like, man is connoisseurs in a certain cuisine. Man's gonna throw out Chinese food, and man
these times man is just eating ends Chinese.
Man are just eating Chinese takeaway, and man will throw out Turkish food or whatever. Man just had like a couple halloumi and a couple kebabs. Like, this is what I'm trying to say. It needs to be dishes because it's very. I
don't think it's top five. Just your favorite dishes, bro.
But then dishes is like, all right, because man's been to these countries and to name a certain dish is going to be like, oh yeah, this is nice. It's like, but what's that?
Okay. But like, cool. Let's say your mom's cooking Jamaican food, yeah? Or you're going to order Jamaican food. You don't go to the yard shop and say, I just want Jamaican food.
No,
like, just give me Jamaican food and we're all good.
No, but different shops do different things. Like TF will do the steak, or next shop will do an oxtail, or next shop will do a soup. And it's too broad.
All right.
But that's why I said you start, because I want to know
the parameters.
Yeah, so me, it's definitely like oxtail, rice and peas. I'm like, yeah, man, I love a right white rice. But I used to, back in the day, my mum used to cook rice and peas and have to cook white rice for me because I didn't like rice and peas.
Oh yeah, you said, yeah.
So I don't know how the switch made. I don't know what it was. I don't know. Maybe it was prison. I don't know. I blame a lot of shit on that.
Or when they started to make rice and peas with basmati.
Yeah, maybe.
That's when it changed for enough, man. Enough, man.
They moved away from the bullet.
It did, didn't it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They moved from the bullet rice.
Yeah.
It went over to the proper side. And then, rice and peas was banging then. So that, it's definitely going to be that. I think that's definitely number one for me. The rest I can spread out in different order. But then the bottom is going to be like a spag bowl. Yeah? Spag bowl is like, if I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm not really a big fan of pizza because when you're going to the proper Italian joint, they ain't trying to give you no barbecue base. Barbecue base is a pizza takeaway joint, yeah? Anyone that don't eat barbecue base on pizza, I can't respect it.
That's Enzi, fam. That's Enzi. That's not worldwide. That's Enzi, fam.
Like power.
Oh my God, fam.
Nah, man's got to be worldwide.
Power now. Is barbecue base pizza. Like, that's what it is. Like, it's good enough. Marvel's barbecue base pizza, but you'll never make my top five films.
Marvel?
Yeah, never. There's none of them that's there, fam.
Yeah. I don't.
Anyway,
yeah.
Back to food.
What's in the middle for me now? Kebab. I love, bro.
Oh, you love kebab.
I love kebab, bro. I love
Jeez.
It. Yeah, I can't lie, fam. After the night out, the morning after, not even the morning, the afternoon, car. Man's waking up afternoon, but it feels like morning, car. You know how the pattern is, fam. I'm waking up, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the next day. Man's on the ropes. It's a kebab situation to kind of pattern man up. Now, after that, now, it's a. This only became one of my, and I know it's techie, but it's still one of my favorite foods, even though I only eat it at a certain time of the year. And that's a fried fish and hard bread around the Easter time. It's a food that I wouldn't really go to.
Because of the bones.
Because I can't bother to fight. More time, man will buy like a tray of fish, or if my mom cooks a tray of fish or whatever, yeah. I tend to be more time upstairs in my room, whatever, doing my thing. And by the time man gets that, man has to reheat the fish up in it. You reheat the man. I'm talking the real. I'm talking the real. He reheat the fish. I buy the fish in the microwave. Man's buttering up too hard, or bread. You know, pattern it up in it because the bones have to pattern. But the fish comes out in the microwave now, and it's so hot you can't even touch it.
Yeah.
And then it goes. I don't know what it is about fish, bro. But it goes from being piping hot to the point where you can't touch it or taste it to freezing cold.
Yeah. Quick.
And you have to like. I don't like fighting food, bro. So it's just not. It's just not. You get me? It's very, 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 very difficult. So yeah, but the fried fish, when it gets down to the Easter time, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Then I would probably say it's more breakfast for me, you know? Like, I fucking love pancakes and syrup, bro. I love pancakes and syrup with a bit of scrambled egg, maybe a little bit of bacon as well. I know I lost Relly there because even though
that's that man.
Even though Relly's a fucking fashion dread,
disco dread,
the little flicker fashion dread. I see the when I mentioned the bacon, the smile just disappeared.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see when it comes to like pancakes and syrup, it's just my thing. But if it's not all the way sweet on a breakfast thing, it's all the way savory because I'm doing a full English, bro. Like, I can't not have a full English. All the Astaghfirullahs, people that said that in their mind or that came out of their mouth, I don't give a fuck what you think, yeah? Because there's no way I'm going in there spending my hard-earned cash on the veggie option. You're doing that, you're punishing yourself. Yeah, you don't know what you're missing. Yeah, if it's a religious thing, I get it, I hear it. But you see those people that are just saying it because next man are saying it. Don't be a clout chaser. You know, like when it used to be on WWE or SmackDown, like, don't don't be a butthead. Mm-hmm. Don't be a clown.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home, bro. Stop clout chasing. Stop trying to be like your friend. Be yourself. Enjoy the food, bro. You get me? Well, that's my thing, yeah.
Quickly off the top of the head, I would say there's no top five, it's just five. I love fry ups for breakfast. Sometimes if I'm bothered and there's nothing to eat in the house, for dinner, I just love a fry up. I love the fact that you can alternate with so much different things. Egg always has to be in there. Beans always has to be in there. Sorry, vegan, really. Sorry. You can have chips. You can have toast. You can have... It doesn't matter. You can always alternate. You can have Ardo bread in there. You can have plant in there. There's no saying what a fry up is. It's whatever you choose for it to be. It can be that. That's always in my top five. Indian food. I have a real passion for your, what's it called? Madras. Mm. Your chicken tikka. What else is there that I like to? Sometimes even a cheeky vindaloo. Sometimes it's hot, but you know, like sometimes you want to just push out the boat a bit. But yeah, no. Indian has a very special place with me. Chinese, the same thing. It's on the same level. Again. Different times you want
Chinese
different things.
Chinese takeaway, bro. That's nigger food.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Enzi, man.
Yeah.
It's Enzi. It's not worldwide, so you know what I'm trying to say. You were snorting down on the smart end of fucking barbecue base.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get back in there with the Enzi thing, innit? You like...
It's Enzi, but I can go to China.
You like sweet and sour chicken, bro. That's it, fam.
No. Me. My Chinese palate is a lot bored of thinking very much. Oh, okay. Sour chicken.
Yeah.
Man's going for the duck. Pancakes. Uh-oh. You know?
Okay.
A little special fried rice with no pork, you know?
Yeah. You know? He's one of them guys.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. You just got to push out the boat a bit. You know, what else did they get over there? You get bear shit. You get your beef in, what was it? In
black bean.
So you get
niggas know that shit.
Come on, man. You get fam. You get the chow mein. You get the chips on the side. But,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a basic bitch when it comes to Ends Chinese food.
Come on,
I'm basic, fam. I ain't tested.
Just rice and
bro, sweet and sour. That's it, fam.
I'm done.
That's it, bro. I'm not venturing, fam. I'm not.
I'm getting black.
The only thing is maybe squid. Everything else.
Oh yeah, squid's cool.
Cook that with the chili oil. You get what I'm saying? I'm good.
Squid's cool.
No problem, fam.
Squid's cool. On a yard thing, we'll have to be oxtail as well. Mm-hmm. You have to have the butter beans in there as well, man. Mm-hmm. You see when you cook that down proper, even in the pressure cooker, Jesus. Yeah, that rice and peas, you might get a little mac and cheese, little coleslaw. Really can't relate, but one day you will. It's beauty. What's that, four or five?
Might be five.
It might be five, isn't it? Yeah, that's me. Honourable shout out to some real Jelloff.
Yeah, I was going to.
Honourable shout out.
So, I'll be honest, I'm going to put Jelloff in mind, but it's been as of very, very recent.
Is it?
I think it's maybe because I just wasn't exposed to it. So, you know,
because
you're not exposed and now it's there, you're just like, I no longer want this. Do you know what I'm saying? So, Jelloff and a lamb stew is fucking crazy, bro. Literally. One of my brothers made it for me the other day. That pot was in my yard for a long time. Number two, this is no order, by the way. Mm. Pepper pot. It's a Guyanese Christmas dish. Mm. Absolutely amazing. And number three, roti/dalpuri.
I ain't had that in ages, you know.
Oh my god,
roti! Oh my god.
Number four, you know what? A good steak. I think it's hard to go wrong with a good steak. Do you know what I mean?
I had that yesterday.
What cut?
Steak. I like medium well.
No, what cut of meat? What cut? What kind of steak?
Sirloin. Mm.
Okay, a bit chewy, but I like it.
Fillet is always a nice little piece of it.
Oh, do you know what? I had
a rump.
Rump steak. I had a rump and sirloin. Yeah. I made a rump and sirloin, and I'll show you the pictures. Yeah. But fam, it was But someone only just bust me on rump.
But there's too many though.
I know fuck all about rump steak. Where am I? I think I might have went at four. I know I've it's kind of a cheat because I already put, because jollof rice, we've just had it separate, but just lamb, like a good cut of lamb, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so fatty, but I just feel like
it melts though.
Oh, man. Some lamb in some mint sauce.
Oh, fam. Like a good lamb that melts.
Oh my God, fam. And you can feel the fat. you can feel the fat. Yeah, I think that rounds off my top five for food, bruv.
Yeah, I think we're definitely we're in there like somewhere, bro. It's time to cool down with this.
What are we on now?
Quite a bit.
Oh, okay, one more, just before we go, yeah. This is favourites, yeah? Not the best, not who's the number one. Your top five favourite footballers.
I had this conversation.
Favourites, not...
Yeah, not stats, just not stats, just what it means to you.
Yeah, top five favourites.
Go on, Tacon.
Nah, bruv, you lot, I'm the youngest in the football game.
All right, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll
go.
Go on. Oh, sorry. Let's start with who are that team? Let's say Cole.
Andy Cole.
Oh, Andy Cole.
Andy Cole.
Oh, scared people.
Ashley's a better Cole though.
No, of course he is. Come on, of course he is. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't know why Totti.
Yeah.
There's a certain thing there.
His name's sick.
Again, top five is very small, but I'll put him in there as well as Totti.
Yeah.
Zola, there's a certain...
Gianfranco,
there's a certain thing there.
There's one man, if you don't say his name, it's a disgrace. I know it's opinion-based, but it's a disgrace. Yeah.
Well, right.
No. Oh. No, just do your thing.
Yeah, come on. Cool, then it's three. Man's lived for a long fucking legacy of football.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to make it too nostalgic and too old.
Yeah, I know, but I thought about now at times as well. Because it's favorite for your own reason. Hold on, who's in this team now?
I got more than five.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's in this team now? Just your favorite, just for
Whatever, bro. Scored one goal, fam.
Yeah.
Big man thing, fam. Because the top team is on, fam.
Ronaldo.
CR7.
Which one?
CR7. No. R9.
Yeah.
R9. Yeah.
Fatter.
Yeah, because that's a nostalgia thing. What's that for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I will show Beckham.
Yeah. Solid. Yeah. All right, number one, Ruud van Nistelrooy. I'm just not gonna say anyone that you said.
Yeah.
So Ruud van Nistelrooy. I'm gonna say Henry second, definitely. Rooney third. Zidane four. I'm not gonna mention that little man still. Five will go Paul Scholes. I've got five Paul Scholes. Very Man United bias, but fuck it.
These are dads. Go on, Gwenny. This is the last of the show now.
One, Ronaldinho.
My days, I'm dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho.
That's number one.
That's icon.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how do I think about Ronaldinho?
Big boy in this thing.
Icon.
Two, CR7. Mm. Like, 100%. 100%. Can't put the other guy in there. I know the World Cup and all that. Okay. Can't put him there. I just can't do it.
That's how I feel about CR7 now.
I can't do it.
CR7 never touched my top five.
So three is definitely Thierry.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely Thierry. Motorbike on the wing. Terrorizing.
Oh God.
All day.
It's a toss up, like for the fourth place, because I like both players for different reasons. Like, I like Vieira, but I like Fabregas more, and I think it's just because I was into football more in the Fabregas era than the Vieira era.
Of course,
you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth place. What, fifth place? Who am I going to go fifth? Who am I gonna, it's Zlatan.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah? Can't lie, bruv. Zlatan is probably the most dramatic and like the most dramatic and impactful player I've seen in the twilight of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he came to Man United, I thought, bro, Man United, I swear they got him for free.
Yeah. Yeah?
I was thinking, bro, this is how you know this club's done out here, because he badded up the league.
Uh-huh.
He badded up the league. Uh-huh. Like, he badded up. He had Arsenal fans thinking, bro. He had Arsenal fans thinking back to when Arsene Wenger could have signed him.
Yeah.
When he was a young G.
When he was a young G, innit?
And yeah. He told Arsene Wenger that, like, he don't do trials.
Yeah.
I ain't coming to do that. You're either signing me,
yeah,
or that you're not signing me.
Gangster.
And I was, bro, that season. That first season when he came into Man United, even before that, even when he hit the bicycle on Joe Hart and that.
Yeah.
Bro, and I was thinking, bro, this guy's too lit. But anyway, from Barcelona, still, he was a bad man. But yeah, there's going to be so many honourable mentions when it comes to the
football
team.
It's too much.
Let me go quickly. Yeah. He should have been in my top five because he's one of my favourite players. But honourable shout out to Andrei Shevchenko.
Oh!
Man, like, Chef.
That
was my fucking nigga.
Oh! Shout
out to God. Sadly, honourable shout out to Michael Owen because he was probably the first football player liked.
Come on.
And when he was crying at the World Cup, in World Cup 1998, I too cried. And I locked myself in the bathroom in the five. Anyway. Who else is an honourable shout? JJ Okocha. Shout out to JJ. So good they named him twice. Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, come on.
Do you know what? You don't have to go because I could fucking. Like, there's bare honourable.
Lampard.
Yeah.
Del Piero.
Yeah. Del Piero. Killer.
Let me think back.
No, so like, I like Crespo as well.
Crespo was cold. Oh, Viduka.
Mark the fucking Duca.
Viduka. Yeah.
Kind of, Harry Kewell as well.
Harry Kewell, yes. Yeah, man. Just shout Messi just for the sake of.
Yeah, shout Leonardo that one.
Yeah, he's an honourable mention, bro.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. He's not in the.
Okay. Come on. One more and then I'm done.
Go on, Connor.
Raquelme. That's just one more. That's it.
When it comes to the honourable mentions for me, Wayne Rooney is the honourable mention of my own.
Yeah.
Dennis Bergkamp.
Yes.
Definitely going in there for me. Samuel Eto'o.
Yeah.
Definitely going in there. Man, not really, but obviously it's very forward heavy, isn't it?
Yeah,
of course it is.
Very, very forward heavy.
Rio and Vidic I put in, and I'm sure you'll put in Sol Campbell. And
but John Terry goes in there as well. Yeah.
John Terry's a fucking man. Ah, no, he's a racist. But football-wise, he's the fucking
man. Yeah, from football, come on, yeah.
Yeah, Harry Kane don't get in there. I don't care what kind of...
No, I'm good.
I don't care what kind of... Fuck you Tottenham fans as well, but anyway.
Nah, no.
Dimitar.
And a prime Fernando Torres.
Yeah, prime.
And a prime Fernando Torres and a prime Didier Drogba in there.
I'm just saying, a prime Fernando Torres, for me personally, is the scariest striker I've ever seen.
Brother.
In the Prem. Okay, apart from Henry, obviously.
Fernando Torres, left side of the box, edge of the box, prime.
Bro, he used
make
to
make you clench your fucking arse cheeks.
He used to bully Man United, you know?
Bro.
He used to, all the time. He used to bully.
Bro, on the edge of the box, he could hit that top bins from the edge of the box.
You don't want that.
Like nobody's
don't
business.
Want it, bro. That's a number nine. You don't want him there when he's there.
But yeah, prime Fernando Torres is fucking scary proposition, mate.
Honourable shout. Buffon.
Oh.
Casillas.
Casillas, yeah.
Yaya Toure.
Yeah.
Raw. You didn't put Vandesar. I'm surprised you didn't put Vandesar there.
Yeah. Sorry. But you know when I always feel like when you say Buffon, you have to say Casillas. Like they come as a pair, bruv. Whenever people you say Casillas, because I could have put Peter Cech in there, which I genuinely think Peter Cech is probably better than all of them. Like you see Peter Cech, I know we have to go yet, but you see Peter Cech, there was, I think it was that first season at Chelsea or that second season, bro. I think they conceded like 12 goals or some shit like that, yeah. And they went like 20 games or I might be making this up, 15 games or something without conceding a goal, bro. You see that Chelsea team that Jose Mourinho built, that first team, bought whatever. See that first team that he bought, yeah. Nah, bro. No one has spent better money, yeah, than that in that first season, bruv. Man had fucking Ricardo Carvalho. I don't think Deco came there straight away.
No.
Drogba. Yeah, Damien Duff. Mm. Fucking Frank Lampard. Oh, bro, John Terry. Peter Cech at the back. Yeah, what's his name? Jeremy on the right. You weren't that good. Well, whatever. He gets an honourable mention just because he was part of great.
Ian Wright as well. Should I put in as well? Sorry.
Yeah. Right. I think he was about to mention.
Yeah.
Dwight York can't get a. You know, fuck that man there.
Go look by your child, fam.
Look after your kids. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done.
Yeah. 2K3 the podcast. Any top fives we said, put your opinions in the comments. And like you heard for 20 minutes, put in the comments what you think about Friends, just to let these two just do their thing.
Honestly, whatever you lot say, it doesn't take away from the facts. I just want you lot to know that it doesn't take away from the facts that Friends only ran for 10 years, yeah, from 94 to 2004, and it's 2023 and it's still one of the most popular shows in the world. Fact.
That don't mean it's funny. But keep spit shining, bitch.
I can't do it.